field to practice with the team?
Felt good, you know. It was a while since I really practiced with the team, you know, and it was nice to get some tempo practice into me.
What do you think of the MTS Center?
It looks nice, and you know, last game I was mostly here in the locker room, so I didn't really hear the crowd that well. But I heard it's, you know, really good here, and really into the games. And tonight I'll try to get upstairs and watch the game from there, so I can really get the feel of it.
What are you expecting for the team? Is there any return? Is it just going to be? I mean, it's unfortunate you couldn't get into the game to play against them.
Yeah, I heard from the Finnish newspapers this morning that there was a lot of people already greeting him when he arrived last night. It was like 2:30 at night or something. So, you know, it's a big thing for him and the people here. So, you know, I'm sure he's really excited about the game today. And you know, the crowd is probably just going to be wilder than so far even.
What do you have a relationship with him back home?
No, not really. Other than we played in the national team in a few tournaments. Other than that, you know, just had some meetings and stuff like that in the summer. I might meet him, but I can't say that I'm close to him. No.
What was your knowledge base of Winnipeg before you got here?
Just about a cold city. That's what I heard, but I guess that's what everybody thinks. And then
coming from Finland, though, it can't be that much.
Yeah, cold. That's I know. So to me, it wasn't big news. But other than that, you know, it's a hockey city, and you know, there's been a lot of rumors going around the last couple of years, I think, about the team coming here, and you know, so the excitement has kind of been building up, and I've heard the people out here are really friendly and stuff like that, and so that's everything I really want in the city.
Do you think you'll be ready to go for the next game?
Yeah, I think so. If the coach decides to play me, then yeah.